AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Georgia, a 14-year-old student fatally shot four people in a rampage at Appalachia High School, 50 miles northeast of Atlanta. Barrow County Sheriff Judd Smith.
It's an evil thing.
The dead identified as two students and two teachers, at least nine others taken to hospitals with injuries. Saka Magani has reaction from the White House.
Enough is enough.
Spokeswoman Corinne Jean-Pierre says it should have been an exciting return to school.
But instead, we're seeing yet another horrific shooting.
In a statement, the president calls it senseless, re-upping calls for Congress to move.
We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines.
On the campaign trail in New Hampshire.
It doesn't have to be this way.
Vice President Harris says it's outrageous that parents have to send kids to school and then worry about them coming home alive. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's digging in on his position that Israel must keep open-ended control of Gaza's border with Egypt in any ceasefire deal. At a news conference, he says he already made one deal that brought back 150 hostages and is committed to return the remaining 101.
I'll do everything I can to get them in. But leaving Philadelphia does not advance the release of the hostages.
The Biden administration's accusing Russia of spreading disinformation ahead of the November election. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
These websites were designed to appear to American readers as if they were major U.S. news sites like the Washington Post or Fox News. But in fact, they were fake sites. They were filled with Russian government propaganda that had been created by the Kremlin to reduce international support for Ukraine, bolster pro-Russian policies and interests, and influence voters in the United States and in other countries.
American employers posted fewer jobs in July, 7.7 million. This is AP News. A new study finds the world creates 57 million tons of plastic pollution every year.
Researchers at the UK's University of Leeds say there's enough pollution each year to fill New York Central Park with plastic waste as high as the Empire State Building. One of the researchers, Costas Velis, says more than two-thirds of that pollution comes from the global south, mostly because they don't have solid waste collection services.
So these people have no option but to dump or burn their waste.
The study examined plastic that goes into the open environment, not plastic that goes into landfills or is properly burned. Velis says there's already a microplastic crisis.
These possibly cannot be compared with the time bomb of the microplastics being generated from the bigger items breaking down.
India leads the world in generating plastic pollution. The U.S. ranks 90th. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Hello, it's Dan and Andy here from No Such Thing as a Fish, your favorite new podcast that you haven't heard yet.
That's right, we're a podcast that's been going 10 years, and each week we bring four of the best facts we've heard that week to the table to blow each other's minds, as well as yours.
Here's a fact, Dan. Did you know that the people of Iceland can use 95% of a cod?
Okay.
They're just working on that last 5%.
If you want to find out how they do that, why they do that, and why we're talking about that, check out No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts now.
I should say, despite my fact having cod in it, this is not a podcast about fish. It's about everything. I just happened to pick one of the worst and most confusing facts possible. Ta-ra!